Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good afternoon. It's currently 4:07. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Cram Van Diesel. Today I have Miranda from Navy Federal. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. How was your week so far?
So far, so good. It's a little cloudy, a little rainy, but hey, it's almost Friday.
It is almost Friday. Do you have the four-day weekend?
No.
Oh, okay. But you know, we still have the holidays coming up, so you have to celebrate that.
Absolutely.
Got any plans this weekend?
We're going to do something for Easter. We got a little baby at home, so she's obsessed with egg hunts and everything, so we'll put Easter eggs around the house.
That's going to be adorable. I hope you guys enjoy
that.
Thank
you.
And I hear we're going to be talking about how kids specifically can be preparing their finances since it's the month of military child.
Right. Yes. So it's really important for us to get it out there. We want to talk about financial literacy for our juniors out there. We're just trying to help celebrate the month of the military child with Sigonella.
And we'll be getting right back when we come back. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving America's best. I'm back here with Randa from Navy Federal, and we're going to be talking about the month of military children and how they should be saving money. Do you have any keys for that?
Yeah, so what I really want to talk about today is just introducing financial literacy. So this is so important to our youth out there. It's so important to learn about smart money decisions and what goes into them before kids decide to save or spend their money. Financial literacy is all about that, just making informed decisions with your money. So kids out there, they're usually wondering, should I save my money or should I spend it? So what's really important is just to ask yourself these kind of questions. Do I have enough money? Do I need this? Do I really want it? Or do I want to wait before buying this to see if I really wanted it or it's the best decision? Most of our adults out there, they have a lot of expenses that they're expected to pay every month. So that can be their rent, food, car expenses. Many things are kind of fixed costs for them. But sometimes unexpected expenses come up, and it could be something really expensive, like a car problem, or you need a new refrigerator. So if you have money already set aside for these things, it's more manageable to pay for these types of unexpected costs. For our youth, that could be saving for someone's birthday unexpectedly, or getting a new game that just came out, or some new shoes you just saw at the mall. These are the things that the youth might see out there.
Yeah, I remember my dad used to be really funny about, not funny about money, but how he would teach us, some people think was strange. So he would almost kind of like make it like bills. He'd be like, okay, what things you have to take care of. And then so it was kind of like, he'd like give us five and he's like, okay, what can you do with the five? And the first thing you do, you're just like, okay, candy. Or like Legos was my thing as a kid. And he's like, okay, he's like, you can get yourself Legos, but like, what if you're like, your sister's birthday's coming up, what can you get for her? And I started,
I don't know, leftover?
Yeah. It's like, you know, little kids, like, I can give her some candy too. And he's like, would you just want candy for your birthday? And then, you know, little kid brain me just starts thinking. And then, like, he'd basically always get me, like, the split, whatever he gave me, and then save it.
That's really good. So I'm glad to hear that some parents are out there teaching their kids these types of things. So think about the future, think about future expenses or unexpected cost with their allowances that the kids are getting.
So what kind of financial choices do you see juniors make out there?
Well, while we're talking about spending choices, we should really talk about what they want. So our youth sees a lot of items that they might be trending online, or a lot of ads just keep popping up for them on social media. You guys know what I'm talking about. You're just scrolling and you keep seeing the same thing because your friends talked about it or you talked about it. That's something that we can look at next.
Yeah, when we come back. And we're back talking about the month of military children and just what kids should be looking out for when it comes to advertising online. You have any advice for that?
I do. So there's a lot of information that we're seeing out there every day. We see advertisements in every direction, online, in person, all the time. Our friends are talking about new products. It's nonstop. So sometimes when you're looking at these advertisements or online trends, like for products, for makeup or a new game or whatever you're interested in, it's just good to kind of get the good and bad out of these advertisements. What information can you gather out of this? So on the positive side, you are getting to see the product. You do get to hear the perks, like, so is this going to make my life any easier? Can I now compare this product against other products if you're considering your options? It's going to help you make a more informed decision. Now, be aware that not all the time are these advertisements so truthful. There's always some fluffing just to make their products a little bit more enticing. But on the other side too, so there are negative influences in advertising as well. So you can be convinced that you might need something that you've never considered you needed before. That's kind of just the psychological side of it, because you keep seeing it over and over and over. You're like, I do need that. And then you may buy something, but that could lead to just wasted money, or you'll get buyer's remorse once you get it. You waited a few weeks for it to come in the mail over here, you're just like, oh, it doesn't work the way, or it doesn't fit. It doesn't feel the way I was expecting it to. That's kind of buyer's remorse. And you're kind of stuck with it after that, after you spend the money, unless you know the return policies. So I know I've done that in the past. I am a sucker for a good salesman. And when I was shopping in the States before coming over to Europe, somebody convinced me I needed this hair straightener, and it was so cool. It was everywhere. And then I bought it. It was quite expensive. But as soon as I got out to here in Europe, I found out it's not going to work out here. So that was some of my own experience with buyer's remorse.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting, especially when I was a kid. I remember there's every month, or like every couple, 3 months, there's like this new toy that everyone gets. There's like some collectibles. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how these advertisers are so good. I remember like silly bands or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're just like, I have to get all these bands.
You get
and
every color, every version.
Yeah, all these shapes you would trade in school. And then like 3 months later, no one cared about it.
No one wanted it. It was never a thing. Yeah.
And I remember like with my little sister, like when everyone was buying glue to make those weird
slimes.
Yes.
Kids love slime.
And first off, it destroyed the carpets. Like,
oh, yeah. Parents hate slime.
Parents hated it. But everyone wanted anything they could get, all the different mm-hmm. colors. And then all of a sudden, we have a bunch of extra glue that we're not going to use for mm-hmm. the rest of our lives.
And what are you going to do with that?
Nothing.
Yes, nothing. There's no other use you can use that for. You're just stuck with it. Slime's not cool. You got your whole fix out of that.
And then, you know, especially when you're looking forward to buying a car, oh my gosh, looking back, I wish I saved so much more money.
Well, that's a really good point. So while we're young, we may get our first jobs. We may just be starting out in these summer jobs or doing something like babysitting or dog walking. And that's another good reason to save your money, because you don't know what you're going to want to do in the future. If all your friends are getting a car, or you want to get a little more independence, you should be putting that money away for your first car.
And we'll be getting into shopping tips when we come back. Mm-hmm. And we're back, and we'll be talking about how to keep money safe. I know the base is going cashless, so what can the youth know about handling this information or a card while shopping?
It's really interesting when we look at how money management has evolved over time. So I remember when I was a kid, just being a young kid, trying to hide my money from my brother, just hiding it in my room, hoping that he wouldn't find it and steal it, because then it'd be gone. And that was my biggest concern with my cash when I was a kid. But now there are so much more concerns that our youth have to think about with their money. And with this base going cashless, many kids now have cards. And it's really important that our youth does understand how important this information is, the information on that card. We really like to stress some important tips for our youth just to keep in mind while they're managing their funds and managing their information while shopping online or purchasing in the store. So just remember, don't ever share your personal information online. Don't respond to messages from strangers. It is especially important to not give out the card information online. When you're out with your friends, just keep track of your belongings and put your money or card safely away. Avoid letting friends borrow your card or upload card information on websites. Always talk with your parents first before buying stuff online.
Yeah, it's definitely a different age. I remember I didn't get my first card until I was like 17, 18.
I was the same, yeah.
It's like when you first start getting your first paychecks, mm-hmm. but now people is just, they get their cards so young. I remember my little sister, she's much younger than me, so mm-hmm. she got her first card when I think she was like maybe like close to like early middle school, late elementary.
I mean, they can now. And
mm-hmm. you know, just spending money with like little kids, like, oh my gosh, the things they would sign up for.
I'd love to see their transaction history. It's just candy, games, toys.
Yeah, like they bought gems for some game, and you're like, what?
Why are we spending money on that?
Yeah, like it's so funny that they're smart enough to put in all the information to buy this, but they're like, what about saving it, you know?
You're like, what does that mean? The card worked, so why not?
Yeah.
It's different. It's really different than when we were kids. So it's so important that when we're getting our kids this cards, getting them the information, and they have that ability now to go online and shop, that they know what they're doing and where that money's coming from and how to protect it.
That's definitely important. And it's been a wonderful interview with you. Yeah, it's great. You know, I know it's your first interview in a while in person.
Yeah.
So it's been a great experience. And it's just, thank you for putting out so much helpful information for Navy Federal and helping the kids for the military month. And I just want to ask, anything else you'd like to put out?
No, I want to thank you so much for your time. We really enjoy supporting the Sigonella community. Congratulations to all the youth out there for Month of the Military Child. We are wearing our purple in our branch. We love celebrating this with you guys. And I hope you guys have a good rest of the month.
Okay, have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.